step out. Welcome to Stray Cast.
Yay. I'm your host, Sierra.
And I'm your host, Hannah.
And welcome to episode 14. Finally, we've been on hiatus for like a couple months at least. Sorry about unannounced hiatus, by the way. We just have both had stuff going on and it we just didn't have time. But now we're back. Yay, for anyone who was wondering. And yeah, today we don't
we don't really have a plan today. Yeah.
We're gonna talk about Kingdom basically, like in the beginning, and then just like kind of whatever comes after that is just gonna come out, and it might be a shorter episode or we might just blab on and on. You never know. So anyways, if you haven't seen the first episode of Kingdom yet and you don't want spoilers, I cannot guarantee that we will be safe with that, so you might not want to listen to this if you want to like want to watch the episode by yourself. Yeah, because we're gonna talk about it a lot probably, so just letting you know beforehand. Yeah.
I'm like, where do I start with this?
I know. A pretty big topic. It's been a long time since we last started talking, so I don't remember what we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah,
because that was before Kingdom had started. That was even before like the intro performances, right? Like,
yeah,
the intro performances that were released beforehand, so that there could be the international voting and everything. So yeah, we can just talk about everything.
I know, like, I think we talk about like everyone who's participating.
I can't even remember if that information was released.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. But anyway, we did, because I remember you saying, oh, Carmen's kind of getting into SF9.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, perfect timing.
Yeah, but slight change of plans with that, because Carmen's getting into NCT now.
NCT, oh, yeah. God, for some reason that kind of fits.
I know. She bought a Wavy album, like, recently.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, that's commitment,
because
Carmen never buys album. So.
Yeah, so I know we talked about, because both of us know all the groups, like, generally. The only one the only one that I don't know, like, everyone's name or anything is SF9 still. I never really dived into them, so I'm not really sure. But I definitely kind of got a sense of how Mnet's going to be painting these groups from the first episode.
Yeah.
Like, you can kind of tell already with the direction they're taking. But, like, the one I'm worried about the most is ATs.
Oh, true.
Just from, not in terms of, I don't know how to explain this, just, like, I'm worried about the way that they're going to portray them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm, like, looking back to, like, that episode, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Just the way they edited them.
Yeah, it just kind of, like, I think they're trying to make people feel sorry for them. Yeah. And I always hate when, like, that's the direction taken for a group, because it's kind of highlighting their mistakes in a way, like, over-highlighting their mistakes. And it's like, they still did a good job. They were still good, but it's just the way that they're portrayed kind of makes it worse. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm just, we'll see. For me, that kind of happened in Road to Kingdom. That kind of happened with One Us. I don't know, just, like, I like that group a lot, and I like their music and everything, but something about the way they were portrayed, like, they were amazing throughout the show, but they were just, like, portrayed as the underdogs, and it really bothered me.
Dang.
Because it's, like, I don't want to feel sorry for them. I want to be, like, yeah, they did a good job, you know? But anyways, that's just, like, I kind of got the feeling that might happen with ATs this time when, so I'm hoping not, but we'll see. And there aren't eliminations, right? So
yeah. Well, I think I know.
I was so worried in the first episode. I'm like, oh my god, any second now they're gonna announce, actually, we decided to put eliminations in this show.
I know. I don't like the rankings either.
Oh my god.
I mean, I know that's like the kind of the point of the show, but like,
it's,
I just,
like,
don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good.
It's the way for them to manipulate, and it creates the suspense, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's just all put together the wrong way. So, did you look at the rankings for the next episode? Like, how the groups are ranked right now?
Wasn't, like, the top, like, two not released in the last one?
They weren't, but figured this out. Like, when you look at the ending scenes, where it's, like, teasing for the next episode, there's a scene where all the groups are sitting in order. And all the other four groups are sitting in the order ranking. So from that, you can tell who's the top two.
That's so annoying.
Which, unless they, like, did, like, unless they're super tricky, like, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it is because, well, I guess it was the three groups they released were in their order. And then sixth was Icon.
No.
Right? Okay, it was between Icon, Stray Kids, and the boys. And the boys. So it's like, I can't rank them. And so I was really shocked that Icon was at the bottom just because, like, in the beginning, they were like, the groups themselves said they guessed that Icon would be number one. And I'm like, from that, like, to the bottom, that doesn't make sense. And, like, I think it does have a lot to do with, like, if the numbers are legit, like, if these rankings are based off of the things that they said they were based off of, nothing else, then, like, it must just be because their fan base is dead, like, internationally, like, global fan base. And at least, like, it isn't as active as some of these other groups. I mean, when you take Stray Kids and the boys at the top, I mean, Stray Kids, of course, has a massive fandom. And then, like, SF9 doesn't have as big...
Yeah, not internationally, I don't think.
Not globally. Or maybe I'm just not looking in the right places. Yeah. What ranking were they again? I can't remember. It was Stray Kids 1, the boys 2, and then B2B was 3.
Uh-huh.
And then 4th and 5th.
SF9?
I think SF9 was 4th. And then 80s? Yeah, 80s was 5th.
And then Icon. And oh then my Icon. God, it's so sad.
I think that's how it was. Yeah. Which another reason I was really surprised is because ATEEZ also does have a pretty big global fandom.
Yeah.
So that surprised me a little bit. And, well, what's your opinion about the performances that were shown?
Okay. The first one was ATEEZ.
Yeah.
That one was really good.
I liked it a lot too.
Yeah.
I've always loved their pirate concept. I always think that's really cool. And, Hongjin's acting was really good.
Yeah, the blood coming out of his mouth. I was like, whoa.
It was so cool. And, like, the torch. It was, like, when I think about ATEEZ, I do think of them as really strong performers. So, like, I know that they have the potential to do more. Like, it wasn't 100%, like, oh my god.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it
yeah.
wasn't bad in any way. Like, I think it was really good. So, I was surprised that they were ranked so low.
And then after them was it B2B?
Yes, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I really like pass
it on to B2B.
Yeah.
Oh my god, B2B I was like,
really good.
Yeah, I was kind of I don't know. I not really worried. I was just like wondering how their vocal power was gonna kind of settle into this mix because they are so obviously
different,
yeah, they're so different and they're so obviously like like I don't know. They have a lot more vocal power, in my opinion, from what I've seen from a lot of the other groups. So I was curious how that was going to play out, but it definitely is a strength. Like, definitely became more of a strength than anything else. Their performance, like, even though they didn't have the whole, like, no stunts, no, like, all that stuff, it was still really good and really fulfilling. And by everyone else's reactions, it's like, okay, that was really cool to sit there and listen to them sing live. So that definitely helps. And, like, not that any of the other groups are going to openly disrespect them or anything. You know, like, you can't do that. So, they're in a really interesting position, and I'm curious to see what will happen with them.
Yeah, I'm really glad they joined, because it just brings, like, a new dynamic to the show.
Yeah, in terms of the show's dynamic, I think it's cool and very interesting. So, I like their performance a lot, too. But I didn't realize they were missing so many members. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that every group is missing someone, which is also really interesting.
Oh,
but like,
really?
Yeah. Every single group has one member gone. At least one member, I mean.
Oh.
Or not participating. And
interesting.
For some reason, I was like, going through B2B, I'm like, wait, who's not here? And then I'm like, oh my god. Like,
a lot of them.
A lot of them. I'm like, well, they only have four members. So, I wonder what... Why?
Oh, I think some of them are in the military.
Yeah, yeah, but I just wonder, like, why Mnet pushed so hard for them to join when they're only four members.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, because wasn't Pentagon on Road to Kingdom?
Yeah.
Maybe Cube Entertainment was like, you know what, we need One of our artists on the show.
They must, yeah. And it's interesting because, like, comparing the groups from Road to Kingdom to Kingdom, B2B definitely has the same vibe that Pentagon had. Like, the seniors that, like, have a different vibe, kind of, you know? Uh-huh. But, like, but with Pentagon, they kind of push the underdog thing a little bit. Mm. But with B2B, definitely, I don't, like, that isn't the case.
Yeah, I don't feel it.
They make everyone feel really comfortable, and I really appreciate that. So yeah, that was good. That was a good performance for sure. After that was
SF9.
SF9, pretty sure, yeah. Which I actually really enjoyed their performance a lot more than I thought. It was a very well-rounded performance, and like, you got to look at choreography, vocals, everything. So, yeah, that was
cool. I feel like they're going to, like, surprise us. I feel like they're going to grow a lot during this show.
I think so, too. Yeah. After that was...
Stray Kids?
I guess, yeah. I always think there are more groups than there are. Yeah,
I know. So Stray Kids, I was waiting for, icon, like, right? more to come out onto the stage. In the beginning, I'm like, wait a minute, there's only, like, six.
Yeah, there's only six. Yeah, Stray Kids was good. Oh my god. I'm so confused because, like, I don't know if it's just because I'm biased, but I did like their stage the best.
Yeah.
Personally.
No, like, when it started, I was like, oh, I don't know. I, like, my breath was taken away. I was like, oh my god. Yeah. Just they work so well as a group.
Yeah, they do. And they're so intense. And, like, the concept. Oh my god. The concept. I just want to say something real quick. You know how we always joke about, like, Stray Kids following our life or whatever?
Yeah.
In some way or another.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god. So when these intro performances first came out, I didn't watch it, but of course I saw, like, pictures and GIFs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just finished watching Teen Wolf.
Sierra,
and then this performance came out, I was laughing so hard. I'm like, of course it's about, was like a wolf themed performance.
Oh my god.
Oh, it was hilarious. So anyways, the makeup and everything was really cool. The styling. I know.
JYP really went all out.
Yeah, that was awesome. And, like, oh my god, the whole stunt thing, like, you know how they showed Felix messing up
practice?
God, like, they didn't really focus on that fall that Jisung took, but that looked really scared. Dangerous.
I know.
He literally smacked into the ground, and he's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, are you sure?
Wow, they really went all out.
Yeah. But, of course, they did it flawlessly. Or, I don't know, I didn't notice any mistakes or anything, so. Or, besides Changbin's rapping, but, I mean.
And he had flamethrower, and that was
cool. That was cool. I feel like Mero is kind of a dangerous song to do live just because of the fast-paced rapping. It's like, it must be so hard to pull that beat off, like, while dancing and everything, you know? Like, he was a little offbeat, but, like, I don't know. From, like, me being a Stay, I'm still like, it was a great performance, but I don't know. I don't know, like, to someone who doesn't know them or like them, I don't know how it would come off, but, yeah, I really liked theirs. I think it had, like, all the things I like in it.
I know. Oh, man, what are they going to do next? I have no idea. I'm so scared.
I'm really excited because I love watching the performances, but I don't know what's going to happen. After that was The Boys, which... I was, like... They had a really good performance, and, like, we knew it was going to be good, but I still like Stray Kids more.
Oh.
And that's where I'm not sure if my bias is coming through or not. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's kind of wrong of me to just assume that The Boys would have, like, a better performance. Not that it's better, but, like, I think I expected to enjoy it a lot more than I did.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was still really good, and I still enjoyed it, but I don't know. Just something about Stray Kids, I'm like, they're just the best to me.
I think The Boys, like, definitely have an advantage having a lot of members.
I
they
know.
Can, like, fill
oh
up the
my
space.
God. And they literally, like, they can just do all their stunts with themselves, which I guess Stray Kids was kind of doing that too. But with The Boys, it's literally, like, using everyone else to, like, fling one member up. Or, you know, it's like they have so much physical support on stage no matter what that, like, I think we kind of talked about this before. It's like, what, like, they can, one member can really shine during a certain part.
Yeah.
And, like, they can just do so many things on stage with all the people, which is a big advantage in my opinion with the type of performance that they go for, which is like with stunts, with like the whole wow factor.
Very grand, yeah.
Yeah, like that's why they win, because they do all that. And so, I mean, I guess it just kind of depends on your style of performance that you that you prefer, like what you personally like. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people that personally really enjoy the B2B type of performance a lot more. Like, I can totally see that, like just kind of like the vocals, that type of thing. But then, like, if you're someone who enjoys like the entertainment, like the wow, you know, that, then it's like, well, the boys are going to catch your attention more. So I don't know, it's hard. Like, you can't really say one is better than the other.
That's just why I'm like, I hate the rankings.
Yeah,
like...
it's just who you personally prefer. Because it's pretty hard. But they had a pretty good, I love the Steeler. I think I love that song. And they've done like 50 different renditions of it, and every time it's different. I'm like, oh my god, it's so cool. So that's cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do. Of course, like, because they can't can't back down now after doing all that on Road to Kingdom, so we'll see. And then Icon was a pretty enjoyable performance as well.
Icon was great.
It was just them, like their vibe. Mm-hmm. Completely. And like, you could see how much they were enjoying it. And it wasn't like super flashy or anything, but I don't know, it was just them. Like, it just reminded me of like when I was first kind of like getting into K-pop. Like, they were one of my top groups. I loved them so much. So it's really interesting to see them now with like all these other groups.
I know, it's like, I remember when they were like the youngest, and now like,
yeah,
they're like one of the oldest. I'm what the heck.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and like they're pretty iconic. Like, for real. So I think, you know, and towards the end of the episode when they're like, okay, now we see that we need to step it up, like, I believe they will. And I'm like, okay, like, something's coming from them too. Like, they're not just gonna be like, oh, whatever, you know. So I'm excited for that.
Me too. I don't know, I loved, like, besides like Mnet like making this show, but I love the interactions.
Yeah, you know, of course.
If Mnet didn't make this show, I would love
it
more.
Oh my god. If just it was like, yeah, if it was a show made in like really good conditions, like everyone wanted to be there, like, it'd be a lot different than Mnet. But yeah, it's really fun seeing people talk to each other. I read that they're not allowed to communicate with each other outside of filming or like in any other time when they're not on set together, which I thought was weird. Like, I don't know. Like, are they?
They're gonna give away what they're gonna wear.
Yeah, I mean, like, everyone wants to. Well, everyone is loyal to their own team, right? So it's, I don't know, like, what are they trying to prevent? It's kind of weird, because I would love for them all to be friends. That'd be awesome.
Mnet.
So, yeah, Mnet. Well, yeah, and the other thing about how everyone's missing at least one member. It's just,
wait, is AT's missing one member?
Yeah, they're missing Mingi.
Oh,
he's not there. He hasn't been active for a while, I think. And for SF9, are they missing another member, or was it just the guy that was sitting out?
I think it was just Rowan.
He was just sitting out because he was hurt, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that group, so I don't know if they had someone else they were missing too, but like, he wasn't participating, so.
Mm-hmm.
And so how far in advance were they filming this?
I don't know. I'm assuming they're filming right now.
Okay, because obviously they couldn't edit out Hyunjin completely from the first episode because of the intro performances.
Yeah, they probably filmed this in like February or something.
Yeah, so like, that was weird, just like seeing him in the background and
like you could hear his voice.
Yeah, you could hear his voice. It's like, he's there, and then like, he's in the performance.
Uh-huh.
And you know that if he wasn't on hiatus right now, he'd be like, the cameras would all be on him like all the time, because he's like one of those members, you know, that they would focus on for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I know they would. And so like, to not have him be in the spotlight, I'm like, oh. It's just weird. It's super weird.
Yeah,
but
it's like, I don't know, Kingdom feels like off to me.
Yeah, it is off. I almost didn't watch it just because, like, I don't know, the energy around it wasn't good, but
yeah, I enjoyed it though.
I enjoyed the entertainment part of it.
Yeah,
as long as no one like really gets harmed or anything, then, but I mean, like, I don't know, there's no way of me knowing, but
yeah,
we'll see. It just, it sounds really rough for real. I would not be able to do that.
They filmed to like, it was like 6 or something, or like 4 to like 6 a.m. or something. Yeah. It was something crazy.
Yeah, like I...
Which I understand, like you need a long time. They probably had breaks in between, but...
I know.
It just sounds rough.
I don't, yeah, it just depends. Like, I wouldn't want to do that or be able to do that, but I don't have the passion that they do, I guess.
Yeah.
I just hope they're able to recover. Like, that's grueling. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, if they want to do it, but I don't know. I just feel like in any case, humans aren't meant to do that type of work and stuff, but...
Yeah, because they practice probably a lot
yeah,
for the show, yeah. And then they have to yeah. perform on the show.
Exactly. So
yeah. I hope they're resting because
yeah I appreciate all the work they're putting into it yeah. So I guess like it would kind of I want to watch it to appreciate everything they did. I don't want to be like no, but mm-hmm. it's kind of weird, but like ethical wise it's kind of weird, but if they're having fun and they're doing what they're doing, everyone's doing great, so
yeah. I mean, maybe it's easier than like comeback season. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Who knows? Like everything they squish into their schedule normally, yeah. Like especially with Stray Kids. So
yeah, who knows?
They always seem to have like 10 things going on at once. So there's nothing I can do about it. I'll just trust that they got people taking care of them and that they can take care of themselves. Yep. So yeah. But anyways, now we can talk about Hyunjin, because...
Ah, yes.
We didn't get to talk about that ever.
Yeah, we never did.
And now it's been a long time. Like, I really expected that by the time we came back and did this episode, that he'd be back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I knew he wasn't.
Really? Yeah. I didn't expect this to be, like, a... I don't know. How long has it been?
It's been... I think it's been, like...
Well, like, definitely more since than your month. Birthday, yeah.
Yeah, before my birthday.
Yeah, since before your birthday. So, yeah, more than a month. I didn't expect it to be, like, more than a month. I don't really? Know. Maybe I just didn't understand the gravity of the situation, but I was like, he'll be back.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be a while,
That's
to
so
be honest.
Sad. Like, do you think they're gonna have a comeback without him?
I don't think so, but...
That would be crazy.
I think maybe... I would say another month.
Really?
Maybe 3 weeks. Yeah.
Why? What are you basing that off of?
I just have this feeling because, like, I've read, like, all the, like, posts that were, like, I guess brought to light.
Uh-huh.
It was just, like, a really bad situation.
Was it? Okay, can you explain your perspective? Because I actually didn't dive into this because, like, it didn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, like, it's just, I feel like fandoms have a way of just, like, spinning it a certain way, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know, just like, oh, like, he didn't do anything wrong. Like, you know,
what
that
did he do? Kind of narrative. I still don't even know what he did.
So it's like, I guess in middle school, before he transferred to, like, an all-boys high school,
uh-huh.
He, like, I guess he, like, kind of picked on some people. But I don't know if it was, like, individually or, like, you know, in a big group, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, if he himself, like, individually did it or if he was part of a group.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I'm, like, I have no idea.
Because there aren't details about that.
Yeah.
So, okay, but, like, how bad was it, like...
I mean,
and
like...
And who were the people, like, saying this? So was there was, people like, that were bullied by him?
Yeah, they, like, made posts online. And they're, like, all girls, I guess. There was, like, 4 girls that uh-huh. made separate posts. And
what was the door thing? That's the only
door,
thing I saw.
The door thing was like he would like make like say something to this person who always wanted the door closed or something,
uh-huh.
which is so dumb.
Okay, that's like, literally the only thing I saw.
Yeah,
and I didn't even like read that. I was just like, what? Because people were making jokes about the door. I'm like, what does that mean? But that's all I saw.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like the situation was just really. I don't know. I just read all the posts. I'm like, maybe he should take a break because the hate he would get would not be good for Stray Kids, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, I kind of get it. So is this the same thing that he was being, like, called out for during the beginning of their career?
I think so, yeah.
So it was brought
back? I think, yeah, I think, like, a lot of, I was, like, reading a lot of other idols, like, bullying stuff, too. And theirs was just, like, it was really bad in the beginning, and then more and more and more idols, like, started being exposed.
Yeah, that was a crazy amount of time, actually. That was really weird. So, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. I talked about this with Carmen, because in the beginning I was, like, really annoyed.
At the fandom?
Just, like, yeah, both. It was just, like, why are you, like, kind of burying this? You know? But at the same time, it was so long ago. Like, and also, like, middle school. I just remember when I was in middle school, I was, like, such a bad person.
God, yeah, like, I don't want to say everyone. Like, everyone makes bad decisions sometimes. That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Everyone has made a bad decision. But, and everyone has intentionally or unintentionally hurt another person.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make it okay. It's just, like, you can't expect someone to go their entire life without that happening.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, whether you're exposed or not, that's happened before.
I just remember, like, in my middle school days, there's just a lot of, like, edgy boys, you know? Just, like, making edgy jokes, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
But on the other hand, it's like, well, I don't know. I don't know the details of what happened, and I don't, I don't really, like, care to know. But if these people were hurt enough by it that they're making posts, like, years later, that's what's kind of, like, people hurt me in middle school. I'm not gonna, like, if they became famous right now, I don't know. I would feel the urge to be like, hey, that person was mean to me. Don't support them.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of weird to me. Like, was it really that bad? Do you know, like, what, like, was he just, like, making jokes? Like, I don't know.
It was pretty bad.
Why? What did he do?
Like, I guess he would, like, make fun of them, and, like, this one girl was, like, really, really depressed because of it.
Mm.
It was just not good. And it's, like, it's been, I feel like these posts have been coming out since his debut, but people just didn't, like,
so they were really hurt by it. It wasn't just, like, a passing joke or something. Like, they were actually really hurt by it.
And they wanted, like, an apology from him. So that's what he did, which I'm glad.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing that I was thinking about the situation is that if I could go back in person and apologize to people that I've hurt, then I would want to do that. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. But it just kind of sucks that he has to do it publicly. Like, not the apology publicly to them, but, like, I don't know.
Just, like, writing public on Instagram and, like,
yeah,
I don't
and
know.
That people, just, like, knowing that people expect you to do it, then it's, like, kind of takes the realness of it out, because it's, like, well, if you would do it anyways, but then maybe people will think you're doing it just because you got called out for it. Mm-hmm. But then he is kind of doing it just because he got called out for it, right? Because, like, if he didn't get called out, then he wouldn't have gone back. Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would assume he wouldn't go back to those people and say, hey, I realized that I hurt you, and also, like, I'm a different person now. I don't know. Maybe he's not a different person. I don't know.
Exactly.
Most people grow up.
I think so. I have hope.
From when they were middle schoolers, right? Like, of course, some people don't because they have, like, stuff that is keeping them back. But, like, most people grow from that point on. So, I don't know.
I think he's been, like, embarrassed enough. I think the whole industry knows what he's done. I think that's his punishment. You know?
Yeah. I don't...
It's just such a... situation is very unfortunate.
Yeah, that is public. That's what that's just the fact that I don't think... Because, like... I don't know. I just think regretting what you did and, like, trying to make amends for it, like, that's healthy. In situations where you going back and saying sorry isn't going to hurt them any... Like, if you going back and talking to that person being like, I'm sorry, if that's just going to hurt them, then don't do it. But, like, if that's going to be something that can help you move on and help them move on, then do it. Like, that's, I don't know, it's really cool to be able to do that. But I don't know what happened, and I don't know, like, what he really feels about it. I don't know what they really feel.
I think they had, like, different recollections about what happened.
Which is what made it complicated, right?
Yeah, that's why everyone was like, what's going on? Like, it got very confusing.
So why did JYP make a statement saying, like, this isn't really anything, and then put him on hiatus?
Oh, I thought that they were like, oh, like, he apologized to the people that came out.
I think that's what I got. That's what was really confusing to me, and I think of a lot of other people, was mm-hmm. that the way the statement read from translations, because I don't think they released an English statement.
Yeah, they didn't, which is, like, so
from translations, I think, mm-hmm. like, one of the translations that people were taking as the most accurate mm-hmm. was, like, I don't know if these are the exact words, but mm-hmm. it said, like, that it didn't, not that it didn't happen, but it's, like, it's not really anything,
mm-hmm.
but he's going to apologize and then, like, be on hiatus. That's why it was confusing, is because they didn't say, yes, he did this, but then he obviously was being, like, taken out of activities.
Because yeah, of I think JYP just didn't want to admit it.
To be honest, it's just so weird. I don't get it.
I know, that's why it doesn't make sense. I don't know how else they would have handled it, to be honest. That's why I'm like, why are the fans getting bad at JYP? Like, I understand, obviously, I understand, but...
I don't know. I just don't really get it. I mean, it's been, like, a month, and I'm still like, I don't really get it. I don't understand. But also... I don't really need to understand. Like, it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, right? It has nothing to do with me either.
And that's one thing that I think I kind of got annoyed at, is that mm-hmm. that fans were inserting themselves into the situation.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't there when it happened.
And this is his personal life. Yeah. Like,
that was literally, I have no business. It's literally between him and then the person that got hurt.
Yeah.
That's it. And, like, and so I think the point of, like, confusion is then it's like, well, you personally get to decide whether you want to support him or not.
Yeah,
but like, any day you want, you can be like, I'm not going to support this person anymore, and it doesn't even have to be for a bad reason, right? You can just mm-hmm. be like, I'm not going to. So I think it's just like people are taking it too personally, and that's probably like the root of the issue in like the fandom sense.
I have the statement here. They just said he sincerely regrets and is self-reflecting on the fact that he hurt various people in middle school with his rough and unsuitable words. He has sincerely apologized to those who were hurt and is doing his best so that those people can heal from those wounds.
See, that's like, to me, I don't know, it just seems kind of like a good situation.
Yeah, I think, I don't understand why people are so bad at JYP. Because I think they did the best they could.
But I think it's because they were not clear about
him.
They weren't clear about it. I think that's why, like, people were mad. Because, like, they can't just say it and, like, be matter-of-factual. But beyond that, it's just, like, mm-hmm. it was so weird and, like, so, like... You know, JYP does push things under the carpet a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. They just, like, move on. So, I don't know. It's just... When I think about Hyunjin, I think of someone who is very sensitive at heart and, like, takes things to heart deeply. And so, if I was in his situation and I learned that something I had done in the past hurt someone, then that would have a huge impact on me. And especially being in the public eye and having all these people's opinions thrown at me, I'm not the type of person right now as I am that would be very strong in that situation, and other people's judgment would affect me, and it would reflect in my own judgment of myself, and I think I would be devastated if someone told me that I had hurt them, you know, even if just like, because, you know, I know I've hurt people in the past, but if they brought it up to me, you know, like if it's mm-hmm. something in middle school and they're like, hey, I've suffered because of this, then yeah, that would hurt me really badly, and I would want to do whatever I could to help them. And being part of an entertainment group and, like, you know, putting on a face all every day, and like I wouldn't be able to pretend that that's not what's going on, and like I would want to focus on that because that would be important to me. So like, of course, I don't know what's actually going on with Hyunjin. I don't know if it was his idea. You know, I don't know what he's been doing this time. No one does. And like, I don't need to know. But it just like, if he actually is going to grow from this, then that's positive, in my opinion. And I think it's really positive that he got to say sorry to those people instead of just living his life and them living their life, not moving on from it. Like, if it was really hurting them that much, which it totally could, you know, like little things can hurt you badly for a long time. They can affect you. Like, that's totally real. So I'm not trying to minimize whatever he did, but like, again, I can't really imagine myself being like, this person hurt me.
Yeah.
Like, what did they want out of that? Is it just because they wanted an apology?
Yeah, they wanted an apology.
Yeah. I mean, it just kind of sucks that it sucks. It sucks that it pulls so much other stuff in with that. Instead of just, like, instead of them being able to just directly contact Hyunjin and say, hey, this hurt me, and then him being able to do whatever he feels he wants to do at heart. Instead of the public being like, oh my god,
it was you're crazy. Terrible. Yeah.
Like, leave the group, all that stuff, you know? Like, that's just so much added drama that doesn't need to happen in that situation. So anyways, I hope that everyone that was affected in that situation, whenever they happen, they can move on, and that I hope that he has changed, and I don't know, that he's more aware of what he says, which I imagine he is. I mean, he's got a camera on him all the time, like, but I don't know, there are so many kids with mean streaks in them,
like,
and they just have to grow. So I hope that he has gotten there and will continue to get there and continue to grow. So it sounds like it sucks a lot, but you know, growth hurts.
Yeah.
And it didn't have to be this bad, but I'm glad he's not gone for good, for my own selfish reasons of like, I love watching him as an entertainer and a performer, and I really care about him, so I hope he comes out of this better than worse.
Just, it was so crazy, just so much was happening at the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't keep up with everything.
Yeah, and it just doesn't help that it's all on the internet, because, you know, everyone's got their own opinion, everyone, like, you don't know what's real or not. Especially with translations and stuff, so. Yeah. Well, and then, well, I don't know, as long as he comes back. I was like, when this all began, like I said, I didn't really look into it, so I was just like, okay, that's kind of strange that he's being put on hiatus for this, because it didn't really seem like that big of a deal to me, and I was like, okay, he'll just be back soon. But then, I don't know, I had this weird thought, I'm like, wait a second, other people have left groups for,
in my opinion, it seems like less. I was waiting for him.
Yeah, I started to be like, I'm kind of concerned about whether he's gonna, like, come back for real. But, it just wouldn't make sense. But, of course, I don't know everything that goes on, and things that don't make sense happen sometimes because you don't know everything.
You wake up one day and someone's gone, you know?
You literally don't know. So, whew. I didn't mean for that to get that serious, but but it is just like, it's a fine line between taking things seriously and like, and just not getting into it too much, because like, it literally has nothing to do with anyone except for him and those people that were hurt. And of course, I understand like if people don't want to support him anymore. Like I said, it doesn't even have to be a bad reason for you to want to do that. So you can just do that at any time. Like, nah. Wait, can you hear that, Hannah?
No.
Okay. My phone's ringing, so I just didn't know if you could hear it or not. Okay. Yeah, well, anything else you wanted to say?
I don't think so.
Like, about that situation. I know you were kind of worked up about it. We just never got a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, in the beginning, I was, like, fired up.
Yeah.
I was just, like, it was just bad.
Well, and I think not a lot of people went and looked like you did.
I definitely didn't. I searched. I went to all these, like, the translations blogs are very biased.
Yeah.
They're very, like, you have to, like, and I'm biased as well.
Yeah.
But.
Well, sometimes, like, I'm not saying you shouldn't have searched, but sometimes searching can make things worse.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, it just kind of, it just confuses the heck out of me because, especially with just controversial things, like, people will push so hard for things that are just not true.
Also, there's, like, fake posts. Yeah. Like, people which that you don't got know. Bullied, but they actually didn't. It's just, a anti-fan or whatever.
Yeah, which makes it so much worse.
So it's, like, I had a look. I looked everywhere. I'm like, what is happening? Yeah. But I'm in a much better place. I'm meditating.
You are?
No.
Oh, okay. Like, dang, that's a good habit, Hannah.
But I don't know. I think with time, everything will work out.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it just kind of came to a head because of the everything else that was happening in the industry and all the other idols getting called out and everything.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, okay, well, since it kind of didn't get dealt with earlier, then it has to happen now, I guess. So, it's just, oh, and also, I did want to also bring up the G-Sync thing, because I don't feel right just, like, not talking about that, because that was ugly, too. We didn't talk about that? No, that happened afterward. That happened, like,
but wait.
No, that happened, like, really, literally right after we recorded, and then we posted our episode while it was happening, which I felt kind of weird about, because...
Didn't we talk about his song or something?
We didn't talk about it, no. Oh, yeah, we talked about his song, yeah, and I was, like, saying how much I loved him, which, like, it's still valid, I still love him, but, like, it just felt kind of weird, because, like, by the time we posted, he had apologized, but I was just kind of like, we did record this before that happened, just letting everyone know. But I don't, that, like, I think that's another reason it was kind of felt disproportionate to me with Hyunjin, is because, like, for me personally, because I didn't really know what Hyunjin did, like, G-Sync's song felt really harmful. Like, I mean, just the words and everything were super harmful and super ugly. Like, that whole thing was just, not good. And, I mean, another thing where you personally get to choose, of course, whether you want to continue supporting him or not, like, whether you want to continue, whether you believe that he's grown from that point. I don't know. I know some people will say, like, oh, like, someone who does that always has that in them. But I don't know. For me, I truly believe that people can change and can grow. And, like, and you can grow the strength to be, like, strong enough to, to push that type of thought or feelings or whatever away, you know, like, move on from that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Sorry, Asher just walked in, so I kind of got distracted literally in the middle of that sentence, so I don't even know what I just said, but, like, I don't know. That was rough, too.
I know, just one thing after another.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have the same thoughts. I think people can change. I have hope that people can change.
Well, yeah, they can. Like, I hope that they will, and I know that they can, but some people really don't, and, I don't know. It's so hard with these people that you don't know. It's like, I don't know.
Then you feel like you do know them. That's why it's like, ugh.
Yeah. No. I mean, you know what you know, right?
Yeah.
And you can't know everything about them, and you can't know everything they went through. And it's like, if that person was if G-Sync was my personal friend, and I found out that he had done something like that, I don't think I would break the friendship over that. I mean, like, because I know him as he is, and if he was, like, a person that I believe to be good, you know? I don't know. It's hard. You don't know what people have been through. You don't know what they've grown from.
Yeah.
So, I totally, totally understand people who don't want to support him anymore or the group or anything. Like, I totally get it. Like, that was, like, I hearing hateful speech is just... really turns me off, like, from anyone or anything. It's just, like, if you express hate towards something that is, like, really bigoted or, like, unfair, then I'm like, ew. Like, I don't like that. Like, how can you think like that? But so who knows what was going on with him at that point. But I think it's, like, positive that he's never released anything like that since. Like, that's cool. Because if he did, then that wouldn't be him growing at all. But
yeah.
And another thing, like, another thing that I believe about Stray Kids, which could totally just be me being delusional or, like, projecting or whatever, like, uh-huh. I truly believe that they make each other better people. Like, because they're 8 people, all with their own interests, all with their own beliefs, and, like,
all come from all different with their moral compasses.
Yeah, and they're all working together as such a tight team, living together, you know, like, getting to know each other, influencing each other. Uh-huh. You cannot become that close to someone without them influencing you and you influencing them, right?
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I believe, like, people like Chandu seem to have, like, really strong moral compasses, or, like, mm-hmm. they believe what they believe with, like, right and wrong and stuff. And even if they're not really knowledgeable, like, even if they are ignorant about things, mm-hmm. you know, like, they can... They have good intentions, you know, what I mean? So, like, I believe that they make each other better people because yeah. they make each other want to be better people. And, of course, their relationship with their fans, you know, however weird and twisted that can be for, like, both ends,
mm-hmm.
it's still, like, them, they make you want to be better people, right?
Yeah.
And which can actually bring about real change in you, so... I think when they mess up, you just gotta tell them, and then, like, if you don't want to be stick around anymore, that's totally cool, totally your call. And I don't think anyone should ever be, like, ostracized for saying I don't want to support them anymore, because
mm-hmm.
that's totally valid all the time. You owe nothing to these people.
Yeah, K-pop for me is just fun. I just have fun, like, watching their stuff, listening to their music. Try yeah. not to get too deep. Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
But...
Well, it's hard. It's hard with Stray Kids because they are pretty emotional for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they have had such a positive effect on my life that it's really hard not to, like, not that I feel like I owe them for that, because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of good change in my life, it was me. Like, even if they influenced me, like, it's me. I get the credit for that. But, it's hard not to be, like, to be biased towards them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to want to believe that they are people that it's very possible that they're not like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just the whole parasocial relationship, and it'll always be complicated, I think. I don't think it's ever going to get easier.
Like, I think the way it's gonna get worse, going. Honestly. Yeah, yeah,
for sure. So, to each their own, but stay healthy, guys.
The morals, the show.
Yeah. Yeah. This was kind of... Sorry, this was very, like, this was a discussion very heavy.
Yeah.
If you have a different opinion, that's cool. Totally cool.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
That's just where I'm coming from, so... And I make the decision that I still want to support them, and I try not to feel bad about that, because it's my decision. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make you a bad person. It's just your perspective on things. But yeah, okay. That's kind of getting into... But anyways. Yeah. I just wanted to acknowledge that, because especially with us having, like, this long discussion about, like, Hyunjin, like, bullying, it's like there was other stuff that happened too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to talk about that. Yeah, yeah. I don't want it to seem like that didn't impact me, because it definitely did. And I, like, my perspective on him definitely changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I still care for him. I think he's still a cool artist. If anything else, like, even if his personality turned out to be complete crap or whatever, like, I'm not going to deny the fact that I enjoy his artistry and what he creates. And so, yeah. Anyways, I'm not going to think about it too hard beyond that. Okay, anything fun you want to bring up, Hannah? We gotta lighten up the end of this episode.
I know. I don't know what has happened.
KCON.
Well, I saw KCON gifts.
Yeah, KCON. I kind of watched KCON. Oh yeah, you know, it was something kind of funny. One game they played during KCON, they were like, there was a code word, and then they had to, like, act out the code word, and then it was takoyaki. I don't know if you've ever tried that before. It's like the little octopus balls type thing.
I don't know,
it always looks so good, and, like, especially when it comes up in anime. Like, I don't know why anime food looks so good, but I'm always like, oh my god, the takoyaki looks so good. Ooh. And I never tried it, and then like the other day I tried it finally and I was so happy because it always looks delicious.
How was it? Pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. So I was so excited about that because that's one of those foods where I'm always like, oh, it looks so good, and I really like seafood. So I'm happy that I tried that. And their rendition. Did you see that part of the show?
I didn't. Okay,
that was pretty funny.
I don't. Oh wait, have we even talked about like the fan meeting and stuff? Did we talk about all that?
The fan meeting? When did that happen?
Long time ago.
Oh. Like when they were detectives or whatever, or like that themed.
Did we?
I remember.
That's why I'm like, it. I just suddenly remembered that.
Oh my god, we didn't talk about that. No, because we. I'm gonna say no. I don't think so.
Did we talk about the animal outfits?
I don't think so. Oh my god, we haven't talked in so long.
I know.
Oh my god. Okay, that was like. That started at like, 10 for us.
Yes.
Right? And I was recording the whole thing. If I wasn't recording, I would have gone to bed. I got so tired. And, like, you know how the captions don't really keep up with what they're actually saying?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, why am I watching? I just, like, got so tired. But I'm really glad that I didn't because of the animal suits at the end. It was so funny to me. Oh, my God. I was screaming.
I think I had an assignment due, like, right before. I always do for some reason. And so I was, like, watching it alone on my couch. Uh-huh. I was like, what is happening? I was so delusional because I was so tired.
Oh my god, it was so funny. We didn't talk about that. It was a pretty, I mean, besides the fact that I was tired, it was pretty entertaining.
It was so fun. I actually really liked it.
They're all so funny. You know what game I wanted to try was the one where they have to, like, they're all in a line, like blindfolded, and they have to go along the line. I really want to try that.
I feel like your family should do that.
I know, we totally should. We'd probably be really bad at it, but it'd be funny. I love getting game inspiration from these shows and stuff because some of them are pretty cool.
Yeah, you're right. I've never even heard of that one before.
And I like the one where I can't even remember the premise of the game, but where they were going around in a circle, like, and they have to say,
oh,
they can only say like three yeses and like two noes or whatever, you know? And so if someone else takes it up, you have to answer a certain way. Oh my god, that was so funny. There was a question about JYP, but I forgot what it was.
Really?
Oh, I love games like that. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, the fan meeting was fun. That was before everything started. So I have good memories about it.
Yeah, I screen recorded that, and then, because I wanted... I put it on Bi-Stay for...
Oh, yeah, I made gifts with that.
Oh, you did?
Thank you, yeah.
Really?
I did.
Yeah, and then, like, but I didn't audio... I didn't record the audio, because it was really meant for people who wanted to use the footage for, like, gifts or, you know, content. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad because some people were like, oh, like, I found somewhere to watch it, but there's no audio for them. Oh. Like, someone actually messaged me and was like, hey, like, I don't know if it's just me, but the audio's not working. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I didn't record the audio.
Hopefully JP never finds that because that has our VLive.
I know. I was also kind of worried about that, but then I'm like, I don't
whatever.
Care.
We'll get another account.
I was like, I spent all this time recording it. I'm not gonna upload.
Yeah,
because it took so long. Oh my god, it took like an hour or so to like upload to the drive, and then it took so long for it to upload, and then when it uploaded it was like, we're sorry, this file's too big to upload.
Oh my
god. And then it didn't even work. Oh. And I was so mad, so I had to, that's why I had to split it into two.
Oh yeah,
so I uploaded, but then like, even with that, even splitting it in two, the file was too much. So I actually had to use two different drives. Like, there's
really?
A first drive. Yeah, so I uploaded half of it to one drive and then the other half to a totally separate account.
God. Because
you only
so
get
annoying.
A certain amount of space free on Google Drive. Uh-huh. So I just did, like, I just used one account for one and the other account for the other.
Wow. Yeah. I know, I saw, like, you uploaded. I'm like, oh my god, Sierra, I wanted to make gifts. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so happy, yeah. Yeah. And I was considering, that's, like, kind of the reason why I wanted to watch KCON to do that, mm-hmm. but the files were uploaded pretty quickly. Oh. So.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the paid content is where you have to.
Yeah.
Screen record.
Yeah. Well, Hannah, we are almost at an hour.
Oh, wow. Was not a short episode.
No. I had a feeling I was going to get too into it, but that's okay. Hopefully this wasn't too weird. We kind of talked about some stuff, but I don't know. That's fandom. You got to include all this other stuff, which is like fun, entertainment. Like, I don't know. I think we should talk about it.
Yeah.
Also, I was really curious about what happened, and I knew that you knew more than I did, so I just kind of wanted to hear you explain it to me, because I didn't want to go through all the... I didn't want to look through all the posts or anything.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was going to, like, affect me, so...
Yeah. Thanks but for doing I'm glad we talked about it, because I feel better.
Okay, just good.
Getting it out.
Yeah, and he'll be back.
Hearing your opinion.
Yeah. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back soon, before we know it.
Yeah. I feel like he's going to come back with different hair. I just have a feeling.
He comes back bald on music core, and I'm like, I have to gif it. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That'd be, like, your most Roblox set ever.
Oh, my God.
A bald Hyunjin. Oh, my God. Hannah, are you going to come back to Tumblr soon?
I will. Okay. I honestly miss gifing music core. Because that's what I would look forward to every week. Aww. Like, I was so sad.
Yeah, like, I literally miss you on there. Like, no pressure. Like, of course, you don't have to. Like, I know you got stuff going on. But
eventually, if you do,
I'll be happy to see you back on my dash.
Eventually.
Eventually.
When the wind takes me there.
All your other crap is dealt with. Which I is know. Never. Okay. Well... I guess we should end the episode here so it's not too long, but thanks for listening. Sorry we were gone for such a long time, but we will try to get back on schedule now, and we're gonna look back into having more people guests on the show and everything, so you can always sign up for that, and we'll see who we can choose.
Yeah.
And we'll catch up on other stuff, so then next week we can talk about, like, more content-based things, if that's what you like to hear more. But yeah, as always, you can come talk to us, let us know your opinions about things, if you want us to talk about a certain thing, if you didn't like us talking about something, if you did like us talking about something. We've gotten some feedback from people that always surprises us, because it's like, it just feels like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I'll just, like, forget about Stray Cast, and then someone's like, hey, I really liked this. And I'm like, whoa.
I'm like, whoa, people actually listen?
Yeah,
whoa.
It's crazy. Like, it's always crazy. So we appreciate anything you guys talk about to us. And yeah, we'll hopefully see you next week. I mean, hopefully record again next week.
Yes.
Also, as, like, COVID is lifting up, you know, as things become safer, Hannah and I might do an episode in person together.
I know, we've that never done fun. One in person before.
Yeah. Oh my god. I hope we can do that someday. That'd be so fun. Because, like, the mic, not this one that I'm using, but my other mic, is, like, you can have it, put it on a setting where it's meant for two Ooh. People. So I'll just bring that baby, I can hook it up, and we'll just do it all both together.
That'd be so fun.
Sometime this year. That's my other Stray Cast goal. Sometime this year, do an episode in person with you. Not that it's going to sound any different. I don't know, maybe. It might be more confusing because we'll, like, do things visually that no one else
That's
can see.
That's true. But
anyways, someday that'll happen. All right.
Everyone, take care of yourselves.
Yeah, stay healthy. Keep wearing your mask in a safe way. Be safe. You know. And beyond that, be healthy as well. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
Any parting thoughts, Anna?
Bye.
Okay. Bye.